I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Scientists here in the U.S. say they've created a nuclear reaction in a jar. Yes, a jar. This is not the first time such a claim has been made, and critics have been quick to question the results. But the recent findings are gaining credibility after being accepted into the science journal Physical Review E. Joining me to explain is Ira Flatow, host of NPR Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Hello, Ira.
Hi there.
A jar. Is this just a regular jelly jar? What happened?
Well, it's not far from it. It's a glass jar, and it holds about a cup and a half of liquid, which is really what the experiment was all about. And the experiment is something is a takeoff on what you do, basically, a lot of people do when they have a bicycle pump. You ever notice how you pump up your bicycle tire, and the pump gets very hot in your hand?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because you're compressing the gas inside, and when you compress the gas, you heat it up. Well, the scientists at Rensselaer Polytech did sort of the same thing with hydrogen bubbles in a liquid, which was in this jar. They took a small jar of a special kind of acetone, about a big cupful in size, and they zapped the liquid with high-intensity sound, ultrasound, which shook the liquid so violently that the hydrogen gas bubbles in the liquid imploded. They shrank up, becoming as hot as the sun. Amazing, huh?
Mm.
For just a fraction of a second. And in that heat, the atoms fuse together in a nuclear fusion reaction, which is what goes on in the sun. But they say they proved that this could work.
So what is the science that this is based on, and how does it work?
Well, it is not something that is unknown. In fact, they're calling this sonofusion, and it's based on something called sonoluminescence. Sono for sound, luminescence for light. Which is a well-accepted phenomenon. When you squeeze a bubble tight enough with sound, it collapses in a flash of light. You got your sound in your light show. But what is new here is it possible to squeeze the bubble so tightly that you can heat it up to the millions of degrees necessary to make the gas in the bubble fuse?
Now, I thought the words cold fusion were pretty much regarded as two dirty words never to be uttered again.
This is not the same as cold fusion. This is, in fact, hot fusion. Secondly, the phenomenon we're talking about, as I say, is based on accepted science, not on a cold fusion type of science.
Now, aside from ruining a few jelly jars, what's the purpose of this? what does it mean for us?
Well, nuclear fusion has sort of been the holy grail of the energy industry, because nuclear fusion has two advantages. One is that you have almost an unlimited source of nuclear energy if you take it out of not just acetone but regular seawater, if you use hydrogen from water. And also, it's a very much cleaner way of making nuclear power. But this is as you say, this is a tabletop jar model. Dr. Robert Block, one of the members of the Rensselaer team, told me that the first thing they have to do is see if they can scale up the model. You know, they make it big enough to actually get some useful energy out of it. Right now, they have to put more energy in than they get out, so you don't have a really useful device here. Second, they have to see if the reaction can sustain itself. They have what they're doing now is just popping it a little bit, and it produces a little bit of that flash in the energy. They'd like to know if they can just start it and let it carry itself on, a sustaining nuclear reaction like a nuclear reactor would need. As they love to say in science, in the world of science, more research is needed.
Indeed. Well, Ira Flatow, host of NPR Science Friday, thank you so much for your research.
Thank you.
This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.